Hey everyone, welcome to this tutorial which will discuss installing Windows. Now, I had a few people, or it might have actually just been one, I forget, but I've had a few comments requesting that I make a tutorial on this, and I figure I might as well. I did one on using VMware Player. That one is outdated, so I think I'm going to replace it. Basically, what I'm going to do, I'm going to demonstrate how to download Windows, how to create bootable media if you are installing it on a real computer, and then I'll demonstrate installing it into VMware. I could install it onto an actual computer, but I don't have any good ones to do it on right now, and trying to hook them up to the mixer would be a bit tricky. But basically, this will be a combined tutorial on using Windows or installing Windows and using VMware Workstation, which is free as of May. I forget what day exactly, but in May, the company behind VMware, which I think they got bought out by Broadcom, they made their software free, so you can now download it and use it on Mac, Windows, and Linux, and I will put links to the stuff in the description. It is a little convoluted to get the installers because you have to make an account on the website and go through a bunch of steps. So if you really want the installers, you can of course send me an email or something like that, or get in contact with me on Discord or things like that, and I will be more than happy to give you the installation media because it is a bit tricky to get the files downloaded. But what I'm going to do, like I said, is show you how to get this working. Also, just before I get started, this will be in mono. Just because I don't think I really need it in stereo, so be aware of that. So the first thing that I'm going to do here is show you how to download and install download and create a bootable drive for Windows. I'll be using Windows 11. You could do this with 10, 8.1. If you want anything older than Windows 8.1, you can't download it from Microsoft, so you'll have to find installation media on your own and just make sure that it's safe. I'm going to focus primarily on Windows 11 because that's the future, and Windows 10 has about a year of support left, so I won't even touch that. As I said before, I probably did in some live streams, Windows 11 has some pretty strict system requirements, but they can be bypassed. And I will show you how to do that right now. So there are a bunch of ways that you could install Windows and download it. I'm going to show you what I think is the easiest, which is using a program called Rufus, that is R-U-F-U-S. You can get it from rufus.ie, R-U-F-U-S.ie. And this is a fantastic program for building bootable install drives, and it also has a bunch of tricks to bypass all the checks and things like that for Windows 11. So let me get started here. I'm going to run the file, which is in my documents folder.
Hit RAID 65, RAID 60.
Let me slow down the speech.
Run dialog.
We'll go into documents.
Documents. Item. Rufus 4.5.txt.
All right, that's the file I want.
Secure desktop. User account controlled.
I'll hit yes.
Documents unavailable. Rufus April 5th, 2180 dialog. Drive properties format options. Select split button submenu.
Okay. What we have here, let me actually shift tab here.
Boot, save device, close button.
So we'll start at close. So if I hit tab.
Device combo box CCRA 64FREN USDV 5F 32 gigabytes collapsed.
This is going to list all of your external drives that are connected to your computer. In my case, this is the drive I want. This is a 32 gigabyte USB drive. It's a flash drive.
Save to VHD toolbar. Create a disk image of the selected device button. Create a disk.
You can make a disk image of devices, which I guess is kind of cool.
Boot selection combo box disk or ISO image. Please select collapsed.
I leave this alone, and now if I press tab.
Select split button submenu.
Okay. This control has two different capabilities. If you hit the space bar on it, it will let you choose an ISO file or any other kind of image file. This is useful also for creating bootable flash drives for Linux. It can even write image files to external media for use with the Raspberry Pi. The other thing you can do is download stuff, and this is what I will do. So I'm going to hit down arrow.
Context menu.
It brings up a menu.
Select checked. Download.
I'll down arrow to download and choose this.
Rufus April 5th, 2180 dialog. Drive properties format options.
Now if I tab.
Advanced drive property. Download split button submenu.
Okay, so it's set to download right now. If I hit the space bar.
Pressed. Unavailable.
Okay.
Download ISO image dialog version.
Okay. It brings up a window. If I tab.
Continue button.
That's the continue button. If I tab again.
Close button. Combo box at index equals 0. Version equals Windows 11. Page type equals Windows 11 collapsed.
Okay. I don't know why there's extra verbiage in here. I think I'm going to write to the developer and see if he can correct that, because it speaks way too much junk. But if I down arrow here.
At index equals 1. Version equals Windows 10. Page type equals Windows 10 ISO.
So you can download Windows 11, Windows 10.
At index equals 2. Version equals Windows 8.1. Page type equals Windows 8 ISO.
Windows 8.
At index equals 3. Version equals UEFI Shell 2.2. Page type equals UEFI Shell 2.2.
I don't know what UEFI Shell is.
At index equals 4. Version equals UEFI Shell 2.0.
And you can download another one of those. Let's stick with Windows 11, so I'm going to hit home.
At index equals 0. Version equals Windows 11. Continue button.
And I'll hit continue. Now, again, this does not read as well as it should, so if I tab.
Back button.
And shift tab.
Continue button. Back button.
Yeah, I'll just tab here.
Combo box at index equals 1. Release equals 23H2V2. Build 22631. 2861 to 2023.12. Collapsed.
This is the latest version you can download.
Continue button.
I'll hit continue. This is, I believe, if I'm understanding it right, this is the version from December of 2023. So, all right, I'll hit continue.
Back button. Combo box edit equals 2935. Addition equals Windows 11 home/pro/edu collapsed.
That's what I want. I want home, pro, and education. Because it's only the only thing you can choose, actually.
Continue button. Combo box edit equals 2935. Addition equals Windows 11 home/pro/edu collapsed.
Yeah. Home, pro, education. These are probably what the vast majority of people will want. There are ways to download enterprise and things like that, but I don't know what they are off the top of my head, and most users won't need those.
Continue.
So I'll hit continue. And if I tap
continue
here.
Button. Download ISO back button. Combo box at display language equals English International. Language equals English International. It equals 17,443 collapsed.
All right. This is the language. If I down arrow here.
At display language equals Estonian.
Let me go up.
At display language equals English. United States. Language equals.
All right. So I'm in the United States. So this is what I want.
Continue button.
Continue. You would choose the appropriate language that you want from this list.
Download. Combo.
Now.
Back button. Combo box at link equals https://software.download.prss.microsoft.com.
There's a link to the file on Microsoft.
Download using a browser checkbox not checked.
If you check this box, it will download using a browser. So if you prefer to do that, you can do that.
Download button.
If I just hit download, though.
Rufus April. Save as dialog. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected Win1123H2 English X64V2.iso.
That's the file. We're going to save it to my downloads.
Save as type.
So I'll just tab.
Toolbar. Save. Can. Up and. Address. Downloads toolbar.
And it's already set, so I'll just...
Up. Cancel button. Save button.
Hit save.
Rufus April 5th.
Now, depending on the speed of your connection, this might take a while. We have a gigabit connection here, so it should be done relatively quickly, as you can tell by the speed of the beeps. But this is like, I believe this is a 5 or 6 gigabyte file. And actually, it's going quickly enough that I think I can just talk through the process. So right now, it is downloading from Microsoft. And we'll just wait here until it is complete, which shouldn't take too long, like I said, but if your connection is very slow, you'll want to probably go walk away and make some food, or I don't know, go outside, go talk to someone, go paint the house. But as you can tell here, it's going pretty fast because we have a very fast connection here. Now, once this is done, we're going to move on to creating the flash drive itself, which is pretty easy with the same program. And I think it's just about done. Just give it just a sec here.
Start button.
All right, there we go. So now I'm back in the main window for Rufus, and let's continue here.
Close button. Device combo box CCRA64FRENUSDV5.
All right, that's my flash drive.
Save to VH. Boot. Select compute temp. Select split button sub menu.
All right, I'm gonna hit select here.
Press. Open dialog.
And there are tons of things that Rufus can do. I'm not going to cover them all because that would take forever, and they're not necessary.
Items today grouping expanded.
So we have, and I think it's already set.
Tree view gallery. Start of quick access downloads.
So I'm gonna pinned. Just hit D here.
Items view list today grouping expanded. Win1123H2 English X64V2.iso not selected. Selected.
And I wonder if it'll read tooltips to me. So if I down arrow, let's go up and back down.
Today Win1123H2 English X64V2.iso type. 7-zip.iso size, 6.34 gigabyte state.
Yes, this is 6.3 gigs, so this is pretty big. So I'm going to choose this.
Rufus April. Close button.
Now.
Device combo box cease. Save to V. Boot selection combo box Win1123. Compute image checksums toolbar. Select split image option combo box. Standard Windows installation collapsed. Windows to go.
We have standard Windows installation and Windows to go.
Standard Windows installation.
I think Windows to go lets you boot it from a flash drive. I don't know how that works, though, so I'm not going to mess with that.
Partition scheme combo box GPT collapsed.
Okay, now we get to the partition scheme. Officially, Windows 11 only supports computers that have UEFI, which is a type of firmware that loads before the operating system does. There's UEFI, which is the modern version, and then there's BIOS, which is the older version. I'm not going to go into the differences because that would take a very long time. You can install Windows 11 in both configurations. Like I said, the system requirements for Windows 11 are pretty much artificial, except for the RAM and storage. And there will actually be another requirement with the new version that's going to come out this year, where it drops support for some processors made between, I think, 2006 and 2008. Or processors prior to those years. Honestly, though, if you're going to install Windows 11 on unsupported hardware, I highly recommend that you stick to at least something from 2010 or 2011. And please, please use an SSD, because a mechanical platter drive is terrible. It is super, super slow. So you can choose here.
MBR.
So there's GPT and MBR. If you hit Alt E, it's a hidden option here.
Image options, partition scheme, combo box, MBR collapsed. Target system, combo box, BIOS, or UEFI CSM, collapsed.
Oh, wait.
Partition scheme, GPT, target system, combo box, UEFI, non CSM, collapsed.
Okay, so if you choose MBR.
Partition, MBR, target system, combo box, BIOS, or UEFI CSM, collapsed.
BIOS or UEFI CSM. CSM, I believe, is compatibility something. Basically, the first few machines with UEFI could also boot in BIOS. But I think if you have anything newer than like 2019 or 2020, it's pure UEFI. I would honestly recommend creating the drive for one or the other, just so that you know what you're doing. I'm going to do GPT or UEFI.
Partition scheme, combo box, MBR, GPT. Target system, combo.
All right, so we'll leave this alone.
Advanced drive properties toolbar. Hide advanced drive properties button.
I'm not going to go in there.
Use this field to set the drive.
Yeah, I'm going
to
hide that.
Volume label, advanced drive, target system, volume label, edit selected, comma, x64FREN USDV9.
This is the name of the flash drive. I'm not going to worry about that.
File system, combo box, NTFS collapse.
Not going to worry about that.
Cluster size, combo, advanced format, quick format, checkbox, create extended label, check device for bat, number of, multiple, start button.
So I'll hit start here.
Windows user experience dialog, customize Windows installation, cancel button.
Okay. So, if you want to customize the installation to get rid of some checks and things like that, you can do that here. So, if I tab...
Remove requirement for 4 gigabytes plus RAM, secure boot and TPM 2.0 checkbox checked.
Right. So, if you don't do this stuff, you'll have to go into the installer and modify the registry, and it's a pain in the... It's a royal pain. Sorry, I try not to curse on here, just because there may be a bunch of different people, and I understand that there might be some that don't like it. But yeah, let's just say it is a royal pain to customize this stuff manually, so you should do it here. This is the first option.
Remove requirement for 4 gigabytes plus RAM, secure boot and TPM 2.0 checkbox focus checked.
If your computer doesn't have TPM, or it's too old, or it doesn't support secure boot, this will bypass that check. I do not recommend installing Windows 11 on computers with less than 4 gigabytes of RAM or 64 gigabytes of storage. Those are actually genuinely, those are genuine requirements right there.
Remove requirement for an online Microsoft account, checkbox checked.
If you don't want to sign in with Microsoft, you can check this box and it will bypass it. I personally don't like the idea of being made to sign into Microsoft. I think it should be a choice that the user has.
Create a local account with username, checkbox not checked.
You can create a local account here.
Edit selected, right.
And by default, it uses the username on your computer that you're creating it from. I usually turn that off, but you can change that if you want.
Set regional options to the same values as this user's, checkbox not checked.
You can have it automatically set your region. So if you don't want to do that yourself, I turn that off.
Disable data collection. Skip privacy questions. Checkbox checked.
This is the section for privacy questions in the out-of-box experience, which I'll get to when we actually get to installing Windows. You can check or uncheck that. I'm going to actually leave that checked.
Disable BitLocker automatic device encryption checkbox checked.
You know what? Actually, I think I will check these. So, BitLocker, modern versions of Windows will try to automatically encrypt your drive, which I don't personally like that because I believe the key is stored with your Microsoft account, so you can turn that off here.
Okay button.
You know what? Let me actually check all these.
Can't remove requirement. Remove requirement for an online. Create a local account with checked. Edit selected. Right. Set regional options to check. Disable data collection. Skip privacy. Not checked. Check. Disable BitLocker automatic device encryption checkbox checked. Okay button.
So once you make your choices, you hit this button to continue.
Rufus dialog warning. All data on device. CCRAS64FRE.
There's a warning that says the drive will be erased and you should back up your data.
Okay button focused.
I'll hit okay.
Rufus April 5th.
And depending on the speed of your drive, this might take a while. This is a USB 3 flash drive, so it shouldn't take too long. I hope. So at this point, Rufus is erasing the drive and it is writing the data from the Windows installer, the Windows install disk file to the flash drive. You could technically burn the ISO to a DVD, but who uses those anymore? I mean, I guess there's some people that still do, but basically an ISO file is an exact copy of a disk. But I'm not interested in using disks anymore because they are a pain. So at this point, the drive is being created. When it's done, it will bring you back to the main screen. So if you want to do additional things, you can, or you can close the program. And at that point, you would take your drive and plug it into the computer that you wanted to install it on, and you would go into the BIOS or the UEFI or the boot menu, choose the drive, and then boot from it to actually install. Now, I can't give you exact instructions because it depends on your computer, and you may need someone to help you if you can't see the screen. You can actually do it in Windows. If you have a modern Windows device with UEFI, you can go into the advanced startups settings and boot from the flash drive that way, but I'm not going to cover that because I'm recording on this computer and I don't want to reboot it. So this process is probably going to take a bit of time. I'm going to pause the recording, and what I'll do is come back and we will go through the process of installing Windows into VMware. And basically the process is the same, except I'm installing Windows into a computer that's technically not real, but as far as the operating system is concerned, the computer is actually real. Anyway, I will pause the recording and come back when I'm ready to continue.
Document, Audacity, Audacity,
track. So, yeah, so I will be back. All right, everyone, it is time for the next part of my demo. So, I showed you how to download Rufus and create a Windows install drive. Now I'm going to install it. So, let's go ahead and run VMware.
F- folder, VLC, VMware Workstation Pro.
Right, so here we are, running Workstation.
VMware Workstation, property page.
Now if I down arrow here, there's nothing.
Create a new virtual machine button.
If I tab, there's that button. I'm not going to use that. If I shift tab.
Preview, my computer not selected.
Okay, this is your list of VMs. I don't have any right now. So I'm going to hit Control N.
New virtual machine wizard dialog.
Now I'm going to hit tab.
Help button, next greater button.
And hit next.
Unavailable. Dialog install from. I will install the operating system later. Radio button checked.
I am going to go up here.
Installer disk image file. ISO. Radio button checked.
With the up arrow key.
Installer disk.
And this is a box where you can type.
Edit focus selected C. User's write downloads Win1022H2 English X64V1.ISO.
Okay, that was something I did before. That is no longer valid, but you could type the path to the file.
Browse button.
Or you can hit browse, pressed. Which is what I'm going to do.
Browse for ISO image dialog file name.
And I'm going to shift tab twice.
Earlier this week, tree view, gallery.
No, actually, I think I'm already set to downloads, but I'll just press D here.
Start of quick access, desktop, downloads, pinned,
and
not checked.
Here we go. Press enter right there.
Items view list.
And I'm going to hit W.
Selected.
If I hit NVDA tab.
Win1123H2 English X64V2.ISO list item focused selected.
This is the file that I downloaded previously.
New virtual machine wizard dialog. Dialog install from. Installer disk. Browse. Help button. Less back button. Next greater button.
So you can click on help and it will bring up a page where you can get more help and information. I'm just going to hit next.
Unavailable. Dialog. Virtual machine name. Edit selected Windows 11 by 64.
Okay, this is Windows 11 X64.
W. 11, Windows, 11, X, 64, 6, 4, blank, 4, 6, X, space.
I'm going to change this so that it just says Windows 11.
W, I, N, D, O, W, S, space, 1, 1, blank, location, edit selected C, user's grid documents, virtual machines, Windows 11.
This is where it's going to store the VM. By default, it's stored in your documents folder.
Browse. Button.
If you wanted to put it somewhere else, you could. I'm fine with the default location.
Less back button. Next grip pressed. Unavailable. Dialog. This guest OS requires an encrypted trusted platform module to operate. Your files will be encrypted using a password you must set. This password is stored in the system's credential manager. Keep a copy of the password in a safe place. You cannot start this VM without it. Choose encryption type grouping.
Okay. Now, it wants me to create a virtual trusted platform module. You don't have to use a TPM with Windows 11, but it's recommended, and officially you do, so yeah, we'll do that. If I down arrow here, yeah, so this is a bit weird. So I can't down arrow, but if I hit tab.
Only the files needed to support a TPM are encrypted. .vrm, .vmss, .vmem, .vmx, .vmsn, radio button checked.
You have two options here.
All the files, .vmdk, .vmx, etc., for this virtual machine are encrypted. Radio button checked.
I'm going to choose...
Only the files needed to support a TPM are encrypted. .vrm, .vmss, .vmem, .vmx, .vmsn, radio button checked.
I'm going to choose that option. I don't know what all those extensions are for. I think one is for the BIOS and some other things, but I'm going to choose that.
Password edit protected blank.
Now, it wants a TPM or a password that I guess will encrypt the disk. Let's go. I'm just going to type a password here.
Confirm password edit protected blank.
Just type this in. You will need this password if you're going to transfer the VM.
Copy button.
You can copy this to the clipboard.
Remember the password on this machine and credential manager checkbox checked.
I highly recommend that you check that. That way when you start the VM, it won't ask you to type in that password.
Less back button. Next greater button. Pressed. Unavailable. Property page. The virtual machine's hard disk is stored as one or more files on the host computer's physical disk. These files start small and become larger as you add applications, files, and data to your virtual machine.
Splitting the disk makes it easier to move the virtual machine to another computer but may reduce performance with very large disks. Maximum disk size, GB. Edit selected 64.0.
Let's give it 128 gigs.
128. Split virtual disk into multiple files. Radio button checked.
I'm going to down arrow.
Store virtual disk has a single file. Radio button checked.
This is what I prefer. So the disk with all of its data will be stored as a single file.
Help button. Less back. Next greater button. Unavailable. Dialog. The virtual machine will be created with the following settings. List.
Okay. Now this is where it's telling you the different things that it will have. If I down arrow.
Name. Windows 11. Location, C. User's Quiet Documents, version, Workstation 17.5.x, Operating System, Windows 11x64. List item, hard disk, 128 GB. Memory, 4096 MB.
That is not enough RAM.
Network adapter, NAT. Other devices, 2 CPU cores, CD/divide, USB controller, sound card.
Divide, that's DVD. I'm not sure why it's reading like that.
Customize hardware button.
I'm going to choose customize hardware. Now, I'm not going to go into detail as to what you can do in here because there's a lot.
Pressed.
But
hardware dialog.
I will show you a few things in here. If I down arrow.
Processors, 2.
Enough tab.
Property page total processor cores, 2. Processors grouping. Number of processors. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected, 2.
This is the number of virtual processors it's going to give the VM. I'm going to set this to 1.
1. List. Property page total processor cores, 1. Processors grouping. Number of processors. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected, 1. Number of cores per processor. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected, 1. 2.
Let's make 2. I think 2 cores is just fine. There's a bunch of other stuff in here. I'm not going to cover it.
List.
So if I go back here to the list with Shift-Tab, I'm going to down arrow.
New CD/DVD, SADA, using file C, users write downloads Win1123H2 English X64V2.ISO.
This is what it's going to use to boot.
Network adapter, NAT.
This is the network adapter so that the VM has access to the network and the wider internet. I'm going to leave that as is.
USB controller, present.
I am going to go in here.
Connections, grouping, USB compatibility, combo box USB 3.1 collapsed.
We want this. This is good. This is the higher speed version of USB.
Show all USB input devices checkbox not checked.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Share Bluetooth devices with a virtual machine checkbox checked.
I do not want to share Bluetooth with the VM.
Not checked.
I will uncheck that.
Add. Remove. Close button.
You can add or remove hardware.
Add. Button. Remove button. Close button. Help button. List.
Let's go back here.
Sound card. Auto detect.
Of course, we want a sound card.
Display. Auto detect.
And display. All right. Let me hit home.
Memory, 4 GB. Property page maximum recommended memory.
All right, this is the box where you can type in the memory in megabytes. I'm going to type in 8192, so 8192.
8192.
Should be about 8 gigabytes of RAM, which is fine. I have plenty of RAM in this computer. I have 32 gigabytes of RAM, so we're fine.
List. Memory. 4 GB. Memory. 8 GB.
There we go. And if I down arrow and back up to it, it tells me the new value.
Help button. Close button.
I'm going to hit close.
New virtual machine. Power on this virtual machine after creation checkbox checked.
Now I'm back in the screen to customize hardware.
Customize hardware. Button. Power on this virtual machine. Less back. Finish button.
And I'll hit finish.
Pressed. VMware Workstation dialog. Creating disk. VMware Workstation, Tree View. Dialog. Windows 11. VMware Workstation, Tree View. Windows 11.
All right, now I'm going to hit Control G to put my keyboard cursor inside the VM.
Num lock off.
Now, what I have to do, I believe, because VMware is very strange when it comes to Windows installers, I'm going to hold down the Enter key, because what's happening is there's a UEFI prompt that comes up that tells you to press any key to boot from the virtual DVD, and you have to press enter or hold it down. Let's try hitting Control Windows Enter here. Nope, it's not wanting to do it. Let me try tapping the Enter key. Actually, I may have waited too long. Let me hit Control Alt to go back out to the main host, and I'll hit NVDA and R to run OCR on the window so I can see what's going on.
Recognizing result document Windows 11.
Wait.
Audacity. Windows 11. VMware workstation. Recognizing Windows 11.
All right. I think I waited too long. So what I will do is go to the menu bar.
Toolbar. File.
With Alt, and I'll go to the right to
Edit View VM.
VM.
Context menu.
Down arrow to
Power submenu.
Power, and then right arrow.
Startup guest shut down guest control plus E. Suspend guest restart guest control plus R. Power on unavailable. Power off. Suspend. Power restart guest control. VMware workstation dialog. Are you sure you want to restart the guest operating system for cancel button? Restart button.
Yeah, I'm gonna restart.
Windows 11. VMware.
And immediately here, let's hold down Enter and see if it. Boot. This part is a little tricky. I wish they would fix it because it's quite annoying. Actually, what I may have to do is power this off completely. Let's see if I can start Narrator. Nope, doesn't look like it. Okay. That's my email. Just ignore that.
My computer not Windows 11.
Okay.
Windows 11. Toolbar at VM. Power start. Power on to firmware unavailable. Reset. Suspend. Power off.
I'm going to actually hit reset. Power on to firmware.
Reset. VMware cancel.
Will boot into the reset virtual button. Windows UEFI. All right. Let's hit hold down. Enter here. Reset will basically reset the virtual hardware, which I don't recommend doing because that would be like unplugging the power cord on an actual computer or pressing the reset button, which is not good for the operating system. Okay, this is not booting. Let me pause the recording. I'll be right back.
Audacity.
Okay, so I believe I'm recording. Let's just check real quick.
Recording. Disk space remaining for recording.
Yeah, okay. So what I did, I powered off the VM, immediately powered it back on, and then immediately pressed and held the Enter key. So I think there's some kind of timeout value, and you have to do it quickly or else it won't boot.
Windows 11.
So now I'm going to come back over here to the VM window, press Control G, and let's start up Narrator with Control Windows. And enter.
Starting Narrator. Windows Setup Window. Install Windows Pane. Language to install. English. United States. Combo box. Collapsed. Alt plus E.
And here we go. And you have no idea how awesome it is that this talks. I have wanted the Windows installer to talk forever. And I was on Cloud 9 when they added that in 2017. That was fantastic. So I'm going to tab.
Time and currency format. English. United States. Keyboard or input method. US. Next. Button. Alt plus N.
All right. So everything is set to United States, which is what I want. So I'm going to click here.
Install now. Button. Alt plus I.
You can install now or
repair your computer. Button. Alt plus R.
You can run some troubleshooting tools. I'm going to just choose install.
Install now. First UX window. First UX window. Setup is starting bookmark.
We'll just let it sit here.
Windows setup window. Product key pane. Product key edit control.
Now, depending on your computer, you may or may not get this prompt. This is asking for a product key to activate Windows. The first thing, you don't technically need a product key to use Windows. They have lifted many of the restrictions. Actually, there are pretty much none, except I think you're blocked from personalizing your PC, but that's minor. And there's a little mark in the bottom right corner of the screen, I think, that tells you that you should activate Windows. But aside from that, it just works. If you are installing this on a computer that came with Windows 8 or newer, you probably won't get this prompt because new computers have the product key built into the computer board itself, and the installer just grabs that. So if you get this prompt and you have a product key, you can type it in here. If not, you can just tab.
On-screen keyboard, privacy statement, I don't have a product key, button, Alt plus I.
To that and choose it. Otherwise, you won't even receive this prompt and you'll go to this one.
Select the operating system you want to install.
Now here's another prompt that you may or may not get. Like I said, because the installer can detect what license came with your computer, it might not give you this list. If it does, you can choose the edition of Windows that you want. So if I down arrow.
Windows 11 Home N, spell 2 slash spell of 11.
Right, so the top item here, if I come back up.
Windows 11 Home, spell.
We have Home N, which is like some weird version for Korea with some stuff removed.
Windows 11 Home Single Language.
Home Single Language, I think that's another version for some other country.
Windows 11 Education. Spell 4 slash.
Education.
Windows 11 Education N.
Education N.
Windows 11 Pro.
Pro.
Windows 11 Pro N. Windows 11 Pro Education. Windows 11 Pro Education N. Windows 11 Pro for workstations. Windows 11 Pro N for workstations.
Pro has additional capabilities. Pro for workstations is even better, but that's for very specialized environments. Education is for like a college or a school of some kind. I'm going to just go with, let's go with Home.
Windows 11 Home. Exit table. Next.
Next.
I accept the Microsoft software license terms.
I'm going to check this box.
Space. Checked.
Now, this installer, by the way, is not the current one. This will be replaced and simplified in the version of Windows that's coming out this year, probably in September or October. So the new installer won't look exactly like this, but the steps are pretty much the same.
Next.
So I'm gonna hit next.
Upgrade, install Windows and keep files, settings, and applications. The files, settings, and applications are moved to Windows with this option. This option is only available when a supported version of Windows is already running on the computer. Button, Alt plus U.
Okay, I am not running an install, so I don't need to upgrade it. If I down arrow.
Custom, install Windows only, advanced. The files, settings, and applications aren't moved to Windows with this option. If you want to make changes to partitions and drives, start the computer using the installation disk. We recommend backing up your files before you continue. Button, Alt plus C.
Okay, I want this, so I'm going to press Enter.
List view control list. Enter table list view control. 1x5. Drive 0 unallocated space total size 128.0 GB free space 128.0 GB spell 1 slash spell of spell 1.
Okay, now if you were installing this on an actual computer, you might have a bunch of different partitions in this list. In my case, this drive is blank because it's brand new. If you wanted to delete the partitions, you can navigate to one in this list and then tab.
Exit table, refresh, new, button, load driver, Next.
Well, actually, I can't show you because there are no partitions in here, but there would be buttons to delete the existing partitions. So the idea being, if you're performing a clean install, you want to delete all the partitions so it says unallocated space, and then click Next.
Windows Setup Window, copying Windows files, 0%, getting files ready
and
for installation, 0%.
Of course, it should be said that before you do this, you should back up your data because this will wipe out your entire computer and you'll lose all your files. So at this point, the process is running by itself. I don't need to do a thing until we get to the next part of the installer. So I'm going to hit Control Alt to get back to my main
getting
computer.
Getting files ready for installation, 14%.
Now, you will get messages like that. It will tell you how far it has progressed. I'm using an NVMe drive, so this should go pretty fast. If you're using a platter drive, this will take forever, and I feel very sorry for you. Anyway, I'm going to pause the recording.
Audacity track.
And come back when we get to the next part of the install. So what's basically
getting files ready for installation, 52%.
Yeah, see,
getting files ready for installation.
It's almost done.
53%.
What's going to happen is it's going to reboot and do some stuff, and then reboot again, and you'll hear the chime that it plays when it boots, and then I will come back and continue. So I'm going to pause the recording now. All right, so I just heard the chime that told me that it has booted. That took about
1:33 p.m.
Oh, let's say 5 minutes, which is pretty fast. So I'm going to go back in here.
Windows 11.
And hit Control G.
To set up your device using a screen reader, turn on Narrator by pressing Windows plus Control plus Enter. For more accessibility features, press Windows plus U, or select the accessibility icon in the bottom corner.
Okay, I'm glad it did that. So if you don't do anything for a while, it will give you that prompt. So let's start Narrator.
Narrator dialog, skip for now, button. Alt plus S, new natural voices are available. Narrator now offers more natural sounding voices that you can install now, or get from Narrator settings later.
Okay, I'm gonna skip this. You can install some voices that you can use with Narrator.
Microsoft account window, Windows setup.
All right, now here we are in Windows setup. Now, something I wanna tell you, I am right now using the regular Windows 11 installer. It has not been modified. What this means is that it will still have some checks. So when you first install it, if you tried to install it and it didn't detect that your computer had UEFI or a TPM chip, it would give you a message that said that it wasn't compatible. What it does here, if you don't bypass the checks, it will make you connect to a network. If you have Ethernet, it will just assume that you're connected, or if you use Wi-Fi, it will make you use Wi-Fi, and then it will make you sign in using a Microsoft account. This means if your computer is not connected to a network, you're toast. Like I said, I personally don't like that. I don't think Microsoft should be able to do that. I think the user should have the choice, but apparently Redmond thinks otherwise. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring up a command prompt and type in a special command that will bypass these checks. So I'm going to hold down Shift and hit F10.
Text area, editing, C:\back.
And it brings up this command prompt. Now what I've found is it doesn't always take focus, so I'm going to Alt-Tab.
Microsoft account window.
And then I'll do it again.
Microsoft administrator, C:.
There we go. So now I should be able to type into the command line. Let's try a test command like
dir.
Okay, it is not letting me type.
Running Microsoft administrator text area.
Let's try that again.
dir.
Why won't you work?
C:10008.nls May 6.
Okay. So that's just a command to May list 6. The files in the current
May 6.
Folder. All right, so
December 3rd.
The command I'm going to type, let me stop
C.
that.
C:\ greater than
Control
sign.
C, and let's
greater
type
than
in.
Sign. Greater than sign.
I'm trying to hit backspace here.
Greater than
right.
C:\
So I'm going to type in.
Backslash windows / system 320 B. E slash C:\
Oop,
slash.
No, that should be a backslash.
Backslash C:\
bypass.
Y P A S S N R O.
So that command, if I press home.
O B E backslash B Y P A S S N R O.
That is the command that you type, and now if I press enter, what's going to happen? The computer will restart, and at this point, I will get the option to bypass an internet connection.
NumLock on, NumLock off.
And that's NVDA telling me that NumLock is changing. I think that's just the VM doing things, and it should come up. Now, what that will do, it will let me choose the option to not connect to the internet. Oh, actually, you know what? It might not because... Oh! You know what? I totally forgot about that. So...
Pain.
I don't think this is going to work.
Microsoft account window. Windows set up. Just a moment. At level 2, country or region selection list.
Okay, so... Problem is, I showed you how to do that. But this VM is connected to the internet, so what I need to do is disconnect that. And to do that, I'll press Alt.
Toolbar, File, Edit, View, VM, Context Menu.
To set up
power
your device using a screen
pause
reader,
control,
turn
control,
on Narrator by
control,
pressing
snapshot,
Windows
capture
plus
screen,
Control
manage,
plus
seven,
Enter.
Install VMware
for
tools.
More accessibility Kay. Features,
shut up.
Press Windows plus U, or select
manage
the accessibility
menu.
Icon in the bottom corner.
So I'm going to go to manage.
Clone, upload, download, cleanup, delete from permission, VNC, message log, change hardware, clone, upload.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Settings, power sub, removable devices submenu.
Oh, okay. It's under removable devices.
CD network adapter checked submenu, disconnect.
I'm going to disconnect that.
Windows 11, VMware.
So now the VM has no access to the network or the wider internet. I'm going to pause the recording and do this again and come back.
Audacity.
Okay, so I just typed in the command again. And again, if you had a real computer, the thing to do is you would type that in. If you're using Wi-Fi, then you just don't connect to Wi-Fi until you're done. If you have a network cable, make sure that it is not plugged in while you're doing this. Because if it detects that you are connected to the internet, it will have a fit and
Microsoft
make you do its
account
thing.
Window.
Windows.
Just a moment.
Right.
Country or region.
So yes, we are not signing in with Microsoft. If you want to, that is of course your choice, but Microsoft should not be mandating that.
Yes.
They have no right to tell me how I can use my computer.
Yes. Windows setup pane.
So
just a moment. At level 2. Just a moment.
All right.
At level 2. Keyboard selection list required. U.S.
It's asking for my country and keyboard. We'll set those both to U.S. I'll tab to yes.
Yes. Yes. Skip adding a second keyboard layout.
Skip.
Skip.
Choose that.
Windows setup pane. Just a moment. At level 2. Network connection flow window.
Link. Tab.
I don't have internet.
Now, this option would not be available if you did not run this command. If you just tried to do it without the command, it would have a fit and say, oh, you need to connect to the internet, and if you need help, go to this website on another computer, blah, blah, blah.
Microsoft Connect now to quickly get started on your device pane. Connect now button.
Okay, this is a screen, and you can read these by holding down caps lock and going to the right or left.
Continue with limited setup. Access the full range of apps that help. Connect right, now so to quick Windows setup pane. Connect now to quickly get started on your device. Access the full range of apps that help you work and play the way you want when you connect to a network and sign in with Microsoft.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Windows setup. Connect now to quickly. Connect now. Continue with Connect now.
So the option you want, if I shift tab from Connect now.
Continue with limited setup button.
Is this.
Windows setup pane. Just a moment. Who's going to use this device? Pane. Enter your name. Edit.
Okay, this is, it wants my name.
C, W, R, I, G, H, T. Next. Enter a password. Password.
If you don't want a password protect your system, just click on next. You know what? I think I'm going to not password protect this. If you do set a password, the next screen will ask you for some security questions. You choose the question, you type an answer. There are three. That is if you need to recover your password.
Next.
I'm just going to hit next.
Next Windows setup pane. Just a moment. Choose privacy settings for your device pane. Next. Tab through all privacy settings to continue. Button.
Okay, it wants me to choose privacy settings. I turn all this crap off, but I'll show you what a couple of them are.
Accessibility, volume, location group. Get location-based experiences like directions and weather. Let Windows and apps request your location and allow Microsoft to use your location data to improve location services. Checkbox checked. Space. Unchecked.
I'm going to turn that off. Let's go through one more, and then I'll quickly go through the rest of these and turn them off.
Find my device group. Turn on Find My Device and use your device's location data to help you find your device if you lose it. You must sign in to Windows with your Microsoft account to use this feature. Checkbox checked. Space. Unchecked. Diagnostic data group. Space. Unchecked. Inking and typing group. Space.
No, thank you.
Unchecked. Tailored experiences.
No, thank
group.
You.
Space. Unchecked. Advertising ID.
No.
Space. Unchecked. Learn more. Accept all privacy settings. Space. Windows setup pane.
And I'll just hit the space bar there.
Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes. Don't turn off your PC.
And at this point, we are done. Now, a few things you might want to do after you have gotten back up and running. Let me re-enable the network adapter.
Toolbar, edit, view, VM, con, power, remove, C, network, connect, Windows 11, VMware workstation.
All right, so it has access to the network again.
Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes.
So,
don't turn off your PC.
If you set it up this way and you're not connected to the internet, it will probably get your time zone wrong. If you are connected, I think it does set it automatically, but it's probably not going to in this case. So I'll have to change that here. And the quickest way to do that, I find, is using the classic control panel.
Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes. Don't turn
yeah,
off your
I
PC.
Yeah, I hate this part because this takes forever. But yeah, so at this point, Windows is installed, and it should dump me on the desktop here pretty soon. By the way, just to say, I did try the flash drive that
Search
I created.
Window. Search box, edit.
Oh, and here we are in Windows. I did try the flash drive I created, and it basically does the work automatically without you having to choose all these options. So you go through the initial installation phase and the rest of the process is completely handled by the computer. It does everything for you and dumps you right here. So let's hit Windows D.
D, pane. Pane.
And it's not reading, but
Recycle bin, 1 of 2.
There we go. And now I am back in Windows. So let's check the time with insert F12.
11:47 a.m.
That is incorrect. Let me show you how to do this real quick. So I'm going to go to the run box with Windows key and R.
Run dialog.
And type control.
L. Desktop list, control panel window, search box.
And I could search. I'm going to hit tab.
Control panel pane, category.
And press the space bar here on category.
Space, content, category, large icons, menu item.
And it doesn't matter if you choose large or small.
Small
icon,
all control panel items.
This will let you navigate using letters on the keyboard. So if I press D.
Link, date, and time.
Date and time.
Date and time dialog.
Let's go in here. I'm going to tab.
Change time zone.
And go in here.
Time zone settings dialog.
And down arrow.
UTC minus 6 o'clock. Central time. US and Canada.
That is my time zone. Depending on what your time zone is, you'll have to choose the right one from here.
Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving time checkbox checked.
We want that.
Okay. Date and time dialog.
Now, I'm going to go... Wait.
Change time. Notify me when the clock changes. Checkbox checked.
Yeah, you can leave that checked.
Okay. Date and time tab item.
Let's tab back over here to the tab bar. You could also hit control tab.
Additional clocks tab. Internet time tab item.
Okay.
3 of 3.
Internet time.
Selected. Change settings.
Change settings.
Internet times. Server.
By default, it's syncing with time.windows.com.
Update now. Space.
And if I hit the space bar here, it should update. You can read the output by holding down caps lock and going to the right.
The clock was successfully synchronized with time.windows.com on 1:49 p.m. Wednesday, July.
And the time is right.
Okay.
So let's
date
hit
and time. Okay.
Okay.
All control.
Okay again and close these out.
Recycle bin.
And let's see, a couple more things I will cover here. The thing that I always like to do before anything else is check for Windows updates. And there's a few ways you can get there. If you hit Windows I.
I. Settings window.
This is the
settings window.
Settings app. I'm going to tab over here.
Home. 1 of 12 left. Home. Desktop for RNKKJ9 group. Link. Rename.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. I'm not going to go through it all. But very conveniently, there's a button for
Ethernet 0 can Windows update up to date.
Windows update.
Check for updates. Button.
And let's choose that.
More options group. Get the latest updates as soon as they're available. Toggle switch. Off. Be among the first to get the latest non-security updates, fixes, and improvements as they roll out. Complete updates to maintain security of your device.
Right, so it's going to check, and it's going to find a bunch of stuff because I believe this is
Complete updates to maintain security of your device.
This is the version from December of 2023.
Complete updates.
So there have been patches. Oh, speaking of which, I believe yesterday was Patch Tuesday, wasn't it?
Complete.
Yeah, so there were some patches. No, I'm sorry. Patch Tuesday is the second Tuesday of every month, so it's going to be the 9th of July. It was not yesterday. So, like clockwork, Microsoft will release patches every second Tuesday of every month for everything. So this will let you download them. If I shift tab.
Link. Security intelligence update for Microsoft Defender antivirus. KB2.
There's a Microsoft Defender update.
Windows malicious software removal tool.
I can go down here.
2024-06 cumulative update for Windows 11 version 23H2 for x64-based systems. 2020 update for Windows security platform and 2020.
Right, so there's all this crap in here. It's going to install it, and eventually it will prompt you to restart your computer. Now, I think this will happen automatically, but it's always good practice to do this after you perform a fresh Windows install, just because then you do it and it's not doing it in the background when you may want to be using your computer for something else. So that's the first thing that I recommend.
Recycle.
The other thing, and the last thing that I will do before I leave it to you to customize your computer and install programs and do anything else, we need to install VMware Tools.
Toolbar, Tree View.
Let's do that here.
Toolbar, Edit, VM, Con, Power, Remove, Pause, Control.
So I'm going to go to VM.
Since grab it, snapshot, capture, manage, install VMware Tools.
And choose
Windows 11.
Install VMware,
VMware
Tools.
Tree View, Windows 11.
And if I hit Windows E.
E.
To go to this PC.
Home window.
And
home tab item.
Shift tab.
Details. Details. Shell folder view. Navigation. Shell. Navigate.
There we go. And now press
this
T.
This PC.
Press T. Press enter. And then press tab.
Devices and drives group.
And I'll down arrow. Or
DVD drive.
Right arrow.
D. VMware tools. Two of two.
And press the enter
DVD
key on
drive.
The virtual disk drive.
User account.
This is UAC. I'm going to hit Alt Y for yes.
This PC window.
I do want the program
pain.
To run.
Pain. This PC window. Pain.
And I should get here.
Settings.
I
narrator.
Tab.
This PC. Settings. Narrator. This P. Setting. Narrator. This P. This PC. Navigation. Details.
Detail.
Set. Narrator. VM. This
oh.
PC. Narrator. Narrator dialogue. Skip for
that's
space.
A dialogue
this PC
from narrator.
Window. Narrator. Narrator window.
I don't care about narrator home.
Narrator guide. Quick start. Minimize.
Away.
This PC win. Settings. VMware tools setup. VMware. Next. Button.
Go next.
VMware tools setup window. Typical. Radio
we'll
button.
Typical
back.
Install.
Next.
Next.
VMware tools set. Cancel. Back. Install.
Install.
VMware tools setup window. Cancel.
Now it's going to install some programs and drivers that will make it work better with VMware. And it should prompt me to reboot. I'm not going to do that because it's installing Windows updates right now. Oop, there it goes. It's doing stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff I could cover after the
VMware tool setup
install.
Window. Finish button.
But I'm not going to because that would take forever. So I'm going to hit finish.
VMware tools setup window.
It's asking me if I want to reboot.
No.
I'll choose
desktop
no.
Window.
We'll do that later. So that's pretty much it. The only other thing I will recommend is what you may want to do, especially if you're running this inside of a VM, is get it to a state where you like how it's running and create a snapshot. And to do that, you press the applications key when you're controlling your host.
Context menu.
And if I go down here.
Close tab. Mark. Rename. Open. Remove. Power sub. Remove. Pause. Send. Grab input. Snapshot sub menu.
I'll go to snapshot.
Take snapshot.
Take snapshot. And if you go in here.
Windows 11. Take snapshot dialog. Taking a snapshot lets you preserve the state of the virtual machine so that you can return to the same state later. Name. Edit selected snapshot 1.
You can name it.
Description. Edit multi-line blank.
You can give it a description, which I highly recommend. So you can say, like, this is when things are working fine.
Take snapshot button. Cancel button.
You can take the snapshot or cancel.
Windows 11.
I'm going to cancel because I don't want to do that right now. But typically, I like to take a snapshot right after the operating system is installed and I've installed all the updates. That way, if I need to revert back to a clean copy of the system, I can quickly do that. They're also useful for a bunch of things. Maybe you're going to install a program and you're not sure how that program will work or what it will do to your computer. So you could take a snapshot before you install it so that if it goes wrong or it breaks things or you get malware, you can restore to the snapshot and it's like that program was never there. You can take snapshots when the VM is running or off. And of course, if it's running, it will preserve the state it was in when it was running, including the programs that you had running and things like that, which again, there are tons and tons of uses. And the great thing now is that this program is free and we have access to this very powerful capability. So having said all that, that is going to do it for this demo. I hope you guys have found it helpful. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know.
Audacity.
Let me make sure I'm still recording. I better still be recording.
Recording.
Yeah, okay. So if you have any questions, comments, let me know. But until next time, you guys take care.